I want to read this one for Ariel because she's a lover of mathematics and calculus. And I actually wrote this for a challenge a few years back. It was mathematics was the or mathematics or poetry or something like that was the challenge. And I just recently reworked it a little bit, so I'm going to try the new version here. The mathematics of poetry. First starts to add up a 2 with the irony that pair is a single word. All truth lies in paradox, except this one. Yet we persist to resist all which contradicts. By 3, our hope is constant. We formulate our own sign of redemption, an irrational trinity of rhythm, sound, and image. 4 is only suited for play, before its corners are stretched from a perfect square into approximate roundness, rolled and half-baked into a pie of 3 dimensions. 5 significant digits are left riding this tangent, as human touch lends a congruent hand. 6 is too close to sex for poets to ignore, while 7 offers double rhymes, and 8 an obvious pun. It does not stop until 9 because it is the German no, but because we cannot know more or less without somehow starting over. Good poems return us to our beginning. An infinite surprise, even though when we figure out, it invariably points to this end. The imaginary derives what is missing. Another line taken in 2 directions. Stressed or unstressed, our ones and zeros approach forever, multiplying by their own radical rules, never alone or empty. They give ration to rhyme or not. And without our lilting iambic, without the subtle, enduring, babbling binary of the bard, we have nothing.